Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, hey, can you put the game on? At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up at 4:30, 10 characters you will see on Halloween as we will sit and spin with the Daily Migs Morning Show. First time, though, for a few emails to The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. You're disgusting. From our question, what thing do you own that makes people ask, why do you own that? This one comes in from Christy. She says, I have two African pygmy frogs, and here they are.
Hello.
That's, all right.
They're frogs in a...
Sitting on trick cereal, apparently.
In an aquarium.
It's like Fruity Pebbles.
There it is.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles.
Pooty Frettles.
Yeah, Pooty Frettles.
Pooty Frebbles.
Tell me that's not a future football player.
Yeah, yeah.
My name, Pooty Frebbles. I went to the Ohio State University.
The U.
Sounds like something Pooty Tang would say. Pooty Frettles.
Daniel says, guys, I've been collecting DVD, Blu-ray movies, and TV shows. I'm up to about 400+, especially since a lot of people purge out movies because of streaming.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically like collecting hard-to-find stuff like Air America, the original, and Nicolas Cage's Gone in 60 Seconds, etc. When the zombie apocalypse hits and the internet is down, I'll be watching movies.
I like the idea of that. You know, zombies outside, people freaking out, and he's like, keep it down, everyone. I'm watching Con Air.
I wouldn't have much to do. I could read some books, but...
Like, I'm of no help to you.
Mm-hmm. But if there's no electricity, how's he going
to
play them?
Oh, you're going to use that battery-operated radio you have and listen to our show.
Yeah, because I'll be here doing that.
It's supposed to be in the zombie box. I read everything about earthquakes, zombie box. You're supposed to have a battery-operated radio. Mm-hmm. So in case the S hits the fan, if there's emergency alerts that need to go out, we will still come into work. The end of the world could happen, and we will still have to come in here and tell you which people are dying first and where to avoid.
Yeah, but we typically don't cover hard news. So I think it'd be more like, look, we know the zombie apocalypse is going on, but today's question, what's the biggest turd you ever seen?
Yeah, just grab
that. There's a goddamn apocalypse. That EAS test better go off.
Grab your Campbell Soup Canada. Stringin', give us a call. Steve, you might be able to help with this one.
Oh, it would take him almost 3 hours to walk here from my house.
Oh, really?
And with the zombies out there, you know. Hey, man, I'm running late. I'm hiding from zombies. They're everywhere.
Guys, I have an original 1982 Area Pro 2 SB-1000 bass guitar on my wall. It's exactly like the one John Taylor played in the early 80s.
Let me guess who that's from.
Yes, I do play it. Someday, I might do it justice. That from Trista.
Yeah, Trista's been going on about John Taylor from Duran Duran, basically as long as our show's been on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm a bass player, and that is a quality bass, make no mistake. But anyway, they were here, what, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, Duran Duran? So my wife, massive Duran Duran fan. I don't hate them.
I'm a massive Duran Duran fan.
Let's go. And Trista, after that show, I think I even emailed him. I'm like, listening to John Taylor during that show, I never gave that guy enough credit. He's outstanding on bass.
I'm going to keep my 80s wave alive tonight. I'm going to go to see a Jesus and the Mary Jane.
Oh, that's right.
And the Psychedelic First.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Moving on.
Paramount tonight. Mm-hmm.
Jesus and the Mary Jane, not Jesus and the Mary Jane.
Who's Jesus and the Mary Jane?
It's actually Jesus and the Mary Chain, but I said Jesus and the Mary Jane.
This is an old school band.
Yeah, 80s wave. You would know a few of their songs from soundtracks and other stuff. Back in the Rat Pack type days.
Yeah.
A little bit after that, maybe. On to the birthday request. Ola, please help me wish a very happy 34th birthday to my beautiful wife, Alyssa. She's an amazing mom to our three kids and the best partner in crime. So can we get a what the F is that, bro? A, your penis is too small, and the dirty Germans to prepare her for the real present daddy wants to give her. Thanks, guys. That from Aya.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
Your penis is too small.
Aya? Something.
Yeah, either way, tonight I get the feeling he's going to kiss the Alyssa. But maybe... I'll stop there so I don't get thrown off the radio. And the South Mouth.
So it's the South Mouth. Yeah, let's see. Milano in.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a great term for that. I like that.
Good times. All we're told today is my husband, Dan, the man's 37th birthday. He's a big weirdo with a big heart. We've been together 13 years, and let me tell you, he just keeps getting weirder. And I love it. Rock on, babe. Can you please wish him a happy birthday with a Hot Potato Song by the Wiggles? No, we're not playing the Hot Potato Song by the Wiggles. You play the Hot Potato Song from the Wiggles for him.
Do we even have the Hot Potato Song?
I don't think so.
We have fruit salad, I think, but not the hot.
Can we get some dirty dad jokes from Miles and the dirty Germans talking about grizzly bears? That from your hot wife, Jen. Thanks, guys. Been listening to you guys since day one. We appreciate that, Jen. Thank you. All right, let's see here. A couple dirty dad jokes.
Dirty.
Uh-huh. What did Nala say to Simba in bed?
Ooh.
What did Nala say to Simba in bed?
I don't know.
Mufasa.
And broken.
Well, okay. That's better than I thought.
Mufasa. How did Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant? Again, how did Burger King get Dairy Queen pregnant?
Took her to In-N-Out?
He forgot to wrap his Whopper tip.
Oh, he took her to In-N-Out.
What's 6 inches long and has two nuts at the end? What is 6 inches long and has two nuts at the end?
I don't know.
An almond joy.
I'll give you two more.
You got all the almond joy to get that one.
I got one more fast food joke, but I'm saving it till the end.
All right.
What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
I don't think we can say this one.
Why? When she got to the ball?
We can't say this one.
Why not?
No.
We can't
say that one.
All right. I got one more then.
I was going to say, that is the setup I think it is, right?
Yeah. Surely that's it. All right. Where is Peter Pan's favorite place to eat out? Where is Peter Pan's favorite place to eat out?
Oh, I'm not saying it.
I don't like it.
Wendy's.
Where'd you find that one? I haven't heard that one in years.
I'm using that tonight.
And guys, today's your good friend Rebecca Lee's birthday.
Yes!
Past couple of years, it has fallen on a weekend. So can you guys wish her a happy birthday and keep sending us Canadian goodies and whatever else you want to say. Thanks, guys. This is from James, the love of your life, dealer's choice there on Rebecca Lee's birthday.
Green bean.
What?
Green beans.
Okay.
Green beans.
Uh-oh,
green
look out.
Beans. Hi, guys. Here you go.
To your girl and your Johnson.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Wendy's.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm. Schweinefly.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you. Thank you, Miles. New research into sleep behaviors in animals found that they are influenced by the animals around them.
Really?
And basically, the headline that got me to click was that humans have evolved to sleep in the same bed or something like that.
Right.
And there's different animals that if they sleep in a group, they actually sleep worse. And there's others where if they sleep in a group, they sleep better. They said, what was it, like foxes or wolves, if they sleep in the same group, then they actually get less sleep, whereas mice will actually sync up their REM.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to think otters probably sleep better.
Right.
They're going to hold hands and not drown.
And they were also talking about how humans, some people get a feeling of sleeping better even though you didn't. You got less sleep and you were more restless sleeping together, whereas you felt a sense of closeness with your companion, and so you felt like you're more rested.
Huh.
Yeah, it was an interesting little thing, but it was very wordy, and it didn't.
What about humans and dogs?
Right, it didn't go into detail about that. It was very much a bit of a clickbait headline. Humans evolved to sleep next to each other. Like, okay, When?
Right.
None of that stuff came up. It was just like, you know what, if you sleep next to your partner. Dude, I woke up this last night. I always wake up at 3 a.m. It's when I wake up. I don't know if it's my body process and stuff. I'm usually hot, and I wake up at 3 a.m. And I needed to get up to pee, but I was laid on by all three of my animals. I had one tucked up on my side here. I had one on my leg here and one on my other leg over there. And as soon as I got up, they all just kind of fell into the empty void that I left behind.
That you've made warm and
perfect. Now I can't get back into my bed.
Yeah.
So I mean, you just got to brush them off.
You have two cats?
Two cats and a dog.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to do that last night with the dog because my wife went to bed first. The dog will follow her. So the dog, knowing I'm not in bed, took my side. As soon as I get to bed, pull the covers tight, wedge my feet under her butt, and basically just push her to the bench at the end of the bed.
Miles, I can't tell you how great it is to be able to actually say with full confidence and ability that I have two cats. For several years, I had just told everybody I had one when I clearly had two.
Okay. I was like, I only knew you to have one cat.
Nope. I was only saying that because I was only supposed to have one cat.
How did you get the second cat? I see.
Landlord's Miles.
Oh, so you adopted a cat.
Correct.
Oh, that's very cool. Is it a good cat?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Has been for the last 7 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
A new study found that Mahjong is good for improving memory and cognitive flexibility in adults.
I would think so.
I don't think I've played it. They have it on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think it's what I would play if I just sat down and played it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play it, but yes, it would be good for your memory and everything. I mean, it's kind of what the game's about.
Right.
My mom's been playing it.
Okay.
She moved into that building, like an older person building, and I was like, huh.
But she's playing it in person or on the phone?
No. They like go down and like play.
And have Mahjong days.
Yeah, they have like game times and like different stuff. Sounds like children. They have like activities and meals.
Yeah.
But she was like, that's my new game.
They have a ball pit and a slide. Chicken nuggets that you can eat. They got a fridge that has fully stocked.
I think a slide would be bad.
But the thing is, the way that it is on my phone is it's just because I'm playing by myself. It's literally just a match game, basically. Here's a pile of these tiles. Match the ones that you can and eliminate them all within the pattern sort of a thing. Is it the same thing when, like, traditionally it's four people that are playing at the same time. So is it a different game altogether?
I don't know if it's all together. I know it's a little bit different is what I've heard. Like I said, I don't play, but what I did here, man, I can't remember what country it is, but traditionally at weddings, believe it or not, after the bride and groom get married, apparently Mahjong is what you do.
Would it be in China?
Probably.
It came from China, so
then, yes, that'd it's be probably
that
China.
Makes sense, right? Just an interesting tradition. Like,
it'd be like if we played bingo, like, hey, all right, you're now married, and now let's sit down and play bingo.
Right. You guys just got married. I do. All right. Now play some Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
Just sit down and play a game real quick.
What's the game? Taryn loves it.
Cribbage.
I could fathom people at a wedding playing cribbage.
I've never played. Have you played cribbage?
Yes. No.
Okay, I've never
played. A lot of math.
There's some math.
Okay.
But yeah, I used to play it with my dad when I was in like middle school, high school. It's been a long time, and so I'm well out of practice. But it's a fun game. It's fun.
It is.
Worth it.
It looks like people have fun.
Yeah.
You know?
You can get into it.
Yeah.
Doesn't she have her own cribbage board?
Sure.
Doesn't say at that point. Yeah.
Right. And the only two people that have offered to teach me are Taryn and our other friend Corey. But everybody else in the group is like, don't play with them. They're vicious.
Oh, really?
They're not going to teach you. They're just going to beat you.
Exactly. And it's one of those where, if you know, you're trying to get as many points as possible. And then if you don't claim points, I can steal them.
Correct.
So that's how they get vicious with it.
Yeah.
That's how my dad taught as well.
All right.
I'll take those 36 points that you left on the board. It's like, thanks, Dad. That's fun.
It's like an older version of Steal the Pack.
Yeah. A new species of arthropod was just discovered preserved in fool's gold.
Oh.
Preserved.
Okay. Does that mean it's still alive?
No.
No, the fossil was well preserved.
Oh, gotcha.
Just helped kind of keep it intact right there.
Like I found one?
How big, do they say?
Big enough to fit in a fool's gold.
Okay.
I have no idea, man.
Which is what? Pyrite, right? I believe that's what it
pyrite.
Is.
Pyrite.
Fool's gold, yeah.
Why can we not use pyrite?
Because it's, well, honestly, because after the gold rush, and these guys are getting excited,
yeah,
and they go, man, this is not gold, it is pyrite, and that's when it became known as fool's gold.
Did we actually use gold back in the day? You know, we have definitely have uses for gold in today's world. We found a way to incorporate it into different
electronics
systems
and stuff
electronics
like that
and whatnot. However, back in the day, we liked it because it was shiny, right? Did we actually use it back in the day?
Well, I mean, it gave you a sense of worth. I mean, think about ancient Egypt, right?
Sure.
So gold was how to show your worth. To put it in perspective, though, understand, like diamonds are a ripoff, right? Just carbon getting compressed.
Exactly.
That will happen as long as the earth exists.
Yeah.
You ain't making new gold.
Gotcha.
The gold that exists is the gold that exists, and the gold that exists isn't even from this solar system. It's from whatever star blew the F up before our solar system existed, and then that gold got absorbed into your planet or whatever planet. So, like, the gold you find, that's the gold you've got. So, it doesn't mean anything to me, but I understand that when you have a limited resource, which is what gold is, it's worth more.
But the point I'm trying to make is that back in the day, was fool's gold even really all that big of an issue? Because we liked it because it was shiny. Who cares if it's not the same chemical compound? It is still just this shiny-looking thing, right?
I think I don't know if they knew where gold came from, but they seem to understand that there's a limited amount of it. So, if you're trying to pass off this stuff that looks like gold that is not gold, that's your fool's gold.
Right.
Because you're using it as currency of some level or, you know, your status in life. And, like, you got a lot of shiny, but it ain't gold.
Yeah.
And you know what? It'd be like having money that says for motion picture only. You got stacks of cash.
Sure.
And it looks good, but it's not worth anything to anyone.
I mean, I think it's the same thing today. A lot of people wear gold chains that aren't gold.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, I mean, gold goes so far back. He's talking like ancient Egypt and all that area of Africa. Bad. I mean, that was the currency.
You bet, man.
I forget who it was or which country. Basically, the guy's going to Mecca, and then when he comes back, he's like, here, take some of my gold, and basically creates like an economy.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. Instead of just like being like, we own you. Like, this is ours now.
Right, 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 right.
You guys ever hear a phrase that you're just sick and tired of people using?
Well, sure.
Yeah?
They come and go.
What do you think it did?
I'm racking my brain. I'll come up with it. There's always one that's hot that's killing me.
Like, I never think about it until you hear it. Then you're like, if one more person freaking says. You know, one term everyone says now, I do it myself. I'm guilty of this. Everyone says literally. And most of the time they say literally, they mean figuratively.
Correct.
So I'm literally dying. It's like, you're hot.
Right.
You're not literally dying. You're literally hot. You're figuratively dying.
Let's go down the list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things you probably aren't washing enough.
Oh, Doc.
For all you germaphobes.
I figured it out, Mike. The one I hate currently is, and I'm guilty of it, I did it a few years ago, is I did a thing or we did a thing.
I do like that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just make the goddamn announcement.
Here we go.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 overused phrases that drive people up the wall. Here are a few of my favorites. You're ruining my life. Oh, calm down. In response to, stop chewing your nails. Last time I checked, I already have a mother. And my favorite, you're cut off. Oh, yeah? You're not the boss of me. Yes, I'll leave quietly.
Jeez, oh, man. Petey needs help.
I mean, I know him. I can't imagine him doing it, but the idea of him being like, I'm cut off!
You're cut off!
Yeah. here are the 18 overused phrases that you need to stop saying in this day and age. Says this phrase is too modernity, but often feels redundant.
I feel like I only hear that on like a news program or something where you're trying to make a point.
Right.
Yes. That's where I use it, and I'm massively guilty of that one.
The one that I don't like is when you name the year. It's 2024. It's 2025.
Right.
Is there a history book that you're reading from that I don't know about? We should be beyond this by now. Like, okay. It says who?
Yeah, based on what?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. I don't mind win-win.
I don't mind win-win.
If it's a win-win, it's a win-win.
I mean, if you mean it, then I like to hear that. Because you're telling me something I probably don't want to hear. And then when you say, dude, it's a win-win. And then you kind of explain why. You're like,
all right. Mm-hmm. Right, I mean, if you're just trying to get your point, like, yeah. It's a win-win. It's like, no, it's not. It's a win for you.
Right. It's a win. Honestly, and I can understand where they're going at with this one. It says, this word is meant to emphasize sincerity, but much like you're literally, it can come off as unnecessary. Using it frequently can raise questions about your honesty in other statements.
I mean, I don't know people that overuse that word. Everyone uses that, but I don't know people like, honestly, because you're right. At that point, like, okay, so you're lying.
And sometimes it can be used as like an unpopular take you have on something.
Oh, like, honestly.
Like, honestly, I don't like Chick-fil-A french fries.
Right. And I know, and that works.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I just, they're fine.
You're about to give me grief, so I'm going to begin this with honesty.
Yeah, this is not a popular opinion, but I truly believe the fries suck.
Right. Don't kill me. I'm about to go against the grain.
Yeah.
But I'm going to speak from honesty, and I'm going to tell you how I really
chicken
feel.
Nuggets are superior in the fast food world.
See? 18. I know. I almost said something. I'm like, no. 10 overused phrases that drive people up a wall. No worries. Yep.
Yeah,
man,
super
guilty. I text it all the time. Sometimes I make a point to text people back, no problem. I say no worries too much.
Yeah, to say no worries, to me, if you say no problem, maybe it was a problem. Maybe. You know, it's just people go, it's like when someone says you're welcome. They may or may not mean that. I feel like, hey, no problem. No worries to me. It's real casual. I feel like that's the most sincere way of saying, I don't even care. Why did you bring it up?
It's like someone says, hey, man, I'll meet you there later. Yeah. There's a bunch of people going. All right, well, they text, hey, you're not going to believe this. I had to pick up my kid, do this. Yeah. Hey, no worries.
I'll just start saying Hakuna Matata.
I don't mind that.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries. Take it to the next level.
That's corporate speak.
Yeah.
All things corporate speak.
Much like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Let's touch base. Going forward. Again, these are
going overused forward phrases.
Cross that bridge when we get there sometimes. I'll say it to myself because my mind will start running.
Yeah. That's fair.
And I'm worrying about something that, like, that has not happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's like, all right, cross
that. Usually, right, also, you've created a scenario that might not be the case, but now you start sweating.
If it is, it's down the road, like one day at a time.
That's right.
Yeah, people get mad at me because on that note, it's always like, it is what it is.
I like that one.
But typically, I like it.
I use that one all the time. It is what it is.
You say it when you're just, usually I say it.
It's a concession.
It's a concession, but it's a situation. I don't, if my wife's upset about something, I would not tell her, it is what it is. Me and my wife have to deal with something, you know, the kid messed up in school. Dude, it is what it is. I say that like, I'm in this too. And to your point, Ted, we will cross that bridge when we get to it, man. We're in it together. It is what it is.
And all you have to do is think outside the box.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then when you do, they get mad.
It is what it is actually number two on the list.
Some people hate that one, but I'm with Thrill.
Yeah, they do.
And then this is the number one overused phrase that drives people off a wall. It's often used to summarize a point, but can feel redundant. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Again, I'm guilty of that as well.
That's definitely a sports lingo.
Right.
It doesn't matter what player you talk to. Yeah, man, look, Cleveland beat us this time, but you know, at the end of the day.
Right. You still lost the damn game.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you lost.
A woman in Minnesota was just charged with a felony that we haven't heard about in a while there, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are going to 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. All right, if we made it to drinking time.